This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday, April 27th, 6:38 in the morning. The sun is already up. It's looking gorgeous outside, and it is time for
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Outdoor Supply Hardware. Get set for spring with the cookout-ready grills at all 12 Outdoor Supply Hardware stores. Find the store nearest you at osh.com. Woo. That's osh.com. Here's what's happening. So, yeah, sunny and 70 today.
Oh, how lovely. It's perfect.
Like, what else do you want? If you ordered up a day, that's what I'd order. We were talking earlier,
though. I'd go 72.
As you were saying, the house you're buying at the top of the hill.
No. Mm-hmm. That's the house you're buying, Vinny.
I'm telling you guys, split down the middle, make it a morning show house.
Anyway, right? The point is, I actually really like the fog and colder weather. So if I were living back in OB now, I would probably appreciate it a lot more than I did initially.
And think of what a beautiful place it would be for your daughters to grow up. Come to Mill Valley, Vinny. Sell your place, buy this one.
Is that place you're talking about even considered Mill Valley? Oh.
But the nice thing is it's in the county. Like, it's outside the city limits, so it's up because it's way up on the hill.
Because it's in the clouds.
You can get away. Yeah, you can get away with murder up there.
Speaking of the sky, did anybody see the super pink moon last night? It was very bright.
I did. I took a picture of it and posted it on Instagram, and it actually does look kind of pink, weirdly, because I know it's not actually pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that actually looks kind of pink. Look at that.
Power of suggestion.
Yep, there it is. Wow. I was looking for the pink. I was looking for petal pink.
Anyway, giant full moon happened last night. I could see it out my back window here this morning. It's gone now.
Yeah.
But
what with the sun being up at all?
Another beautiful day ahead, everyone. Yeah. So we'll begin with our guy, Gavin Newsom. So he's been around the show. He's been on the show. Oh. He's someone, I can't say I consider him my friend, but I do like the guy. And I think he does.
We're supporters, for sure.
I think he tries. I do believe that.
His
I don't think
right
any
place.
Politicians can actually win.
Yeah, that's true. But bad hair, good heart.
The California Secretary of State's office reported yesterday that the petition to recall Governor Gavin Newsom has officially passed the necessary mark for the ballot, which means the recall's on. Mm. Like, it'll go to vote this year, and people can decide. Now, if you're saying to yourself, well, that's how we got Arnold Schwarzenegger as a governor.
They recalled
Gray Davis, and it actually passed, and then there was an election, or I don't even know.
You really wanted to have me because I was such a good governor.
I don't even remember the process by which Arnold, I guess you throw your name into the hat, and people pick the next person they want, right?
Right.
That's how
I'm sure there'll be a lot of people running against him.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlin's family.
So anyway,
not
that's where
it.
We're at. It looks like that's happening. So, if you really like him, then you'll want to make sure you check the box. Read carefully and check the right box.
I have some Caitlyn Jenner. You know what? I'll move it to my 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock hour. I'll tell you the Caitlyn stuff too, so we can talk about his adversary.
And what her hopes and dreams for the state are.
And what her kids' hopes and dreams for the state are.
Oh, that's fun.
You don't want this guy, this lady.
Are you serious?
Yeah, her kids are like, please don't. Do not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, it's good times. Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll talk. Go on with
all right. Well, that's pretty break. Delicious. Sorry it if it caused me to pause.
It's delicious.
Her own kids or no?
They're all like, right. Don't. Nope. You shouldn't do it.
Okay. Well, there's that. This week, we were talking about the Oscars, yeah. And the rating was like 9 million people or something, and it's way down, and it's an embarrassment, I guess, apparently. Sure. I'm very curious, and I will watch it, or at least look at the results and let you know. This week, on Thursday, is something called the NFL Draft, and we cover that kind of stuff on this show, but I'm interested to see if that gets a bigger rating than the Oscars did, because the NFL is the United States' number one TV show by far.
By far.
By a lot.
By a head and shoulders above the rest.
And this draft thing has become a really big deal.
It's become a huge production. I actually really liked last year's draft. It was in the middle of the pandemic, and everyone was at their houses, and you saw what everyone had decided to use for backdrops, because usually they gather. I have to assume it's going to be the same deal this time.
No, I think that, in fact, look, I don't follow this stuff, and I know I follow the Niners, and I know we have the third pick, so I'll be interested to see who we choose, but I don't watch this regularly. But what I did see on ESPN was the commissioner has been cleared to hug all of the kids that come up. You know, the announcement happens, the team says, with this pick, the New England Patriots choose.
With this pick, I
and then that guy comes up, and the commissioner gives him a hug. Usually, he didn't get to last year.
Poor
this
thing.
Year, apparently, he's been cleared to do that. Oh. So it's something that he
wanted.
So it
sounds like it's going to be a pretty big gathering place.
It's going to be a show.
All right. Well, so. I too am interested to see. I know we'll be watching it at my house. We're already talking incessantly about it.
I bet you are.
I'm fascinated, as you know. So,
it's just one of those things, unfortunately, that starts too soon, the talking, because they're trying to fill airtime, and therefore it's murdered.
When you have a 24-hour sports channel and like five channels that accompany the one channel, and you've got to have something to talk about, this past year had to be tough with the COVID. You know, their saving grace was that they had football to talk about.
Probably not all of you know that I'm an excellent driver.
Oh, I actually had no idea. I've driven with you. I didn't realize excellent was the category you
excellent
fell into.
Is how I'd categorize my
terrifying.
Driving.
I also think you're kind of a terrifying driver.
Well, okay, if you don't mind.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interject my
here.
Go.
Some of you probably don't know that I'm an excellent driver.
I had no idea.
So I was interested when I heard that there are things that can make you a better driver. And I was like, well, what's that all about?
Okay.
Is one of them a new study that tried to figure out what made people better drivers, and they found two answers. Drinking strong coffee before you get in the car.
All right. Oh.
And listening to rap.
Rap?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Drinking
Why
coffee
rap?
Had... the biggest impact on people's driving, people who drank coffee before they got in the car stopped an average of 26 yards earlier when they spotted something in the road than people who didn't drink coffee.
That's a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's you not running over a dog or, you know, a kid or whatever.
Or hitting the tree that's in the road.
Music made the second biggest difference, and people listening to rap stopped 16 yards earlier than people who weren't listening to any music.
Like Drake?
Oh, like Drake.
I wouldn't classify
you know what, frankly, if I'm listening to Drake, I'm driving off the road. I can't take another minute of this. Where's a cliff? I can't get off this cliff fast enough.
I have to admit, his State Farm commercial's pretty fun, but yeah, I don't want to listen to Drake. No thanks.
It's Drake from State Farm.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
They did a really good job with that.
The guy
grabs his arm and goes... stand-ins don't have lines.
Oh, okay. You just bite this apple in your ear.
Anyway, they say, believe it or not, the next best thing you can listen to is your kids screaming at you. As strange as it sounds, people who are driving with kids making noise in the car stopped about 14 yards earlier.
I disagree now, with that one.
I'll tell you something, though.
That seems so silly.
If your kid is quiet, you forget they're there, and you will yell the F word by accident when you're in trouble someone's done something less than polite to you. And then you look in the rearview mirror and you see those eyes like, oh no. Mom's going to know I just yelled the F word. Super. So anyway, I can see that, you know, if you're aware of them, which means they're making noise, you're probably more careful. It's only when they're super
quiet.
I'm
going like this. Shut up back there.
Exactly.
Oh, shut up.
That's the whole thing.
So, God, you guys suck. You're sucky
Daddy,
kids.
I dropped my sippy cup. I dropped my slipper.
Oh, hold on. Let me get it. I can get it. It's out here on the floor on the other side.
Swerving across.
Try somebody put Drake on. We're crashing.
It's worse than a smartphone.
Smooth R&B had the worst effect.
Uh-oh.
People who were listening to Smooth Jam stopped an average of 4 yards later than people listening to nothing.
I love you.
They're probably too relaxed. That's why.
Yeah.
So no, just Brian McKnight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Brian McKnight.
Boys to Men.
Is that true?
I'll make love to you like you want me to.
There we go. Oh, yeah.
Because it's plain to see that you're the only one for me. And all repeat steps 1, 2, 3.
I don't like it. Anyway, so there you go. If you want to be a better driver,
rap music and coffee.
Even
right.
If you're already excellent, you can improve by having some coffee and listening to rap.
No wonder you're so excellent, Vinny. I mean, between the kids yelling in the backseat and all the coffee, then the Drake you listen to.
I don't listen to Drake, but I do like rap. I do.
Oh, you just went up to the highest rated possible because you were already an excellent driver, as you just stated.
Very true, Sarah. Thank you.
Terrifying.
Don't say that.
What?
Don't say that to people, because I'm not terrifying. I'm excellent.
Well, you're not terrified. You're driving. It's the rest of us around you.
I know exactly what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
There's a 19-year-old guy named Vincent Aguero. He's from Texas. A few months ago, he was at a restaurant and wrote, "I need help. I got kidnapped," on his receipt. Oh. So what did the restaurant do?
They called 911 and said, "I think that this guy might have been kidnapped." How old is this guy?
He's 19.
Okay. So this writes down, they're like, "Leave the tip," and the kidnappers. And he's all like, "Help me, Jesus."
The restaurant actually did call the cops to report it, and they went out on a manhunt to find Vincent.
And?
After about an hour, they found him at a party where he said, "Oh, I was just kidding." What?
Oh, dummy.
Wow.
He was arrested on the
jerk.
Spot
yes.
And charged with filing a false report. If anybody needs to be told, that's not.
Don't make. It's like you don't make bomb jokes when you're going through the TSA. You don't say you're being kidnapped if you're not. There's just things. You don't yell fire in a theater. You just don't. There's things you don't do.
Right.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
I was all like, oh, he saved himself. And then, no.
I was all, oh, some guy with my name. I hope he's cool. And then he turns out to be
he's terrifying.
That. I thought this was neat. Just a quickie to mention. We shouldn't have to rely on GoFundMe for basic survival needs during a time of crisis. But a lot of people do. And maybe you've noticed how many people go to GoFundMe to get help for a friend or someone.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, a family member. In a situation where they're sick and need money, or they've been injured and have no insurance, I think there's nothing wrong with asking.
No, certainly
whether
not.
Or not I can afford to kick down is another story. But
it is, but I like the model. Like I remember after the fires, there were tons of people on GoFundMe, and it was weird though. It felt like browsing for people to donate to. Mm-hmm. Like it was a weird feeling as you. Because every story was so compelling.
Right. Mm. Anyway, they say here, you know, we shouldn't have to, but we do, and it works. Americans who were in need raised more than $100 million on GoFundMe last year.
Damn.
That's up 150% from 2019. So it does seem like a valid way to get help in an emergency.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend relying on that, you know.
Right.
I could, as opposed to saying, for example, well, I've got $5K in the bank. I can go to Cabo or I can keep some money in case something goes wrong. You might want to save the money.
You might want to.
But there's GoFundMe out there, though. Just
that's exactly.
It worked for me last year. That's how I got this 5K.
Damn it, Bryn. That's what I was trying to avoid. Anyway, you're right. Of course they're going to Cabo. Duh.
You only live once.
Right. YOLO.
That's a Drake song, by the way.
Yeah, I didn't say YOLO. I said it all the way out.
Right.
Kiki, do you love me?
God's plan. Kiki, do you love me?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Vin is an excellent driver. That's why Christina wants to drive the RV.
Uh-huh.
What about that guy that rear-ended Vinny? Clearly his kid didn't help him. I think that kid took the fall. I don't think it was that kid had anything to do with that guy.
That guy was texting.
I think he was trying to, because I had a kid. And he's like, oh, my kid, I mean, you know. I'm like, dude, I'm just trying to get over to the boardwalk, all right? Give me your ID.
Yeah.
Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
650 says, remember Caitlyn Jenner killed another driver in 2015 and paid the survivors of the crash $800,000. I love you guys. You make my morning.
Was that only 2015?
Well, look, I don't know what Caitlyn Jenner's qualifications will be when she, you know, I was once the greatest athlete on the planet. That's awesome, but that doesn't make you governor. Not in California.
Agreed.
To me. And since then,
I love,
you know,
golf and drones.
Those are great speaking. I think he made, pardon me. My apologies. I think she made a ton of money doing speaking engagements for a while there as well.
Motivational speaker.
Right. But I don't know about this whole governor thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't have my vote.
I'm with you.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
All your eggs in the Bitcoin basket? What could possibly go wrong?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.